Mulligan tells me you buried your wife several years ago.
Oh, yes, I had to. She died.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by the Dead Sexy David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a duck.
Quack, quack, man. How you doing?
Mr. Duck, although it pains me, I must ask you, where do you keep your money?
Well, as you can plainly see, I have no pockets, and I carry no handbag.
Yes?
So I did what all the smart ducks do, and I called David Ernest.
The world-famous asset preservationist?
Yeah, man, that's him. You can call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So you never have to worry about your money.
No, man. Worry just falls off me like water off a human's back.
What?
You say duck and we say human, man.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, Mr. Duck, and thank you for telling us about David Ernest.
No problem, man. Hey, you want to go get some lunch? My treat.
But you said you never carried any money.
Oh, that's okay. But just put it on my bill.
You know I hate you, don't you?
Well, a hater's gonna hate.
Have you ever seen that guy who's got the record for fattest man in the world? Bob Hughes, the fattest man in the world, 1,400 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, the man has let himself go. Come on, Bob, have a salad here, do something. I used to feel bad talking about the guy, you know what I mean? I used to think maybe I would offend somebody in the audience, but then I thought about it, you could be in the audience, you could weigh 1,000 pounds, and still go, he's not talking about me. This is a man with a serious weight problem. I've got it under control. But 1,400 is just, it's too much. Bob, wherever you are, if you're in the world, go on a diet. Take off a couple hundred pounds. But you realize 200 pounds on this guy doesn't even make a dent. And if you were a friend of his, what would you say to him? You know, you look great, Bob. What are you down to, 1,200 now? You're a rail, baby.
If you're a fan of the legal disclaimer, it's your lucky day. Here it comes, right now.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information presented by that dreamy David Ernest should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer. By the way, have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And don't forget David's website at retirewithernest.com. Call David Ernest today.
There's too much. you speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be all right come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you.
Super secret studio, where we're not sure exactly what that smell might be. Personally, I think it's a cross between old sweat socks and Limburger cheese. David Ernest is proud to bring you The Health and Wealth Show. Call David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and your call will be returned by Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or Alabama's favorite asset preservationist, who is, as we speak, getting ready to explain just what that smell might be. So, hold your noses for this olfactory offending episode of The Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome to The Health and Wealth Show, and I'm looking out over the airwaves and via Zoom. Here he comes from the beach, down there taking a much-needed rest. It's David Ernest.
Man, it don't stink so much down here, but occasionally it does. I was listening. I hear some people were playing some music, and then I took a smell of something that smelled like a skunk. My wife, Susan, she said, "That's not a skunk. That's something called Mary Jane."
I dig that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I'm going, oh, man, but it does stink.
Yeah.
But I think I'd rather smell it than what's going on in the Biden world right now.
I tell you what, I don't know if he can still smell after he landed on his face the other day. Did you see that?
What the?
I meant to do that.
Well, that stunk.
Stunk for him. I tell you what, it made my face hurt because he face planted on that pavement. And did you hear the crowd? They were cheering and whistling and applauding, and those guys up there behind him, those guys in uniform, they were laughing.
I'm like, that's
funny. He's imbecile, man. It's a joke. He's not running this country. How can somebody that stinks that bad be running the country? It smells, guys. And somebody else is running this country, and it stinks. Right now, we need a real president, not a stinking president. It's almost like a joke. Sort of like that cartoon of, what was it, Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
C'est true. Pepe, you are a Pew.
I'd rather see him run the country. And, of course, he stunk. He was a skunk. He's supposed to stink. That was some funny stuff back in the day.
They do that. They be funky. Skunkies be funky, I tell you.
Yeah.
You made me think. I knew these folks when we lived in Dothan years ago, and the lady would rescue these animals. And So I was over at the house one day, and the little boy comes over, and he says, look what mama got. And there was a little baby skunk.
Aww.
And he handed it to me. So I'm holding this little baby skunk in my hands. And I said, well, did y'all get it descented? They'll take those glands out where they spray that, that stinky stuff on you. He said, huh? Your mama didn't take it to the vet and have him fixed it? He said, uh-uh. So I just gently handed him the skunk back because I didn't want to get sprayed with it. But the little thing was very docile. But you got to be careful with something like this. Almost like a time bomb. Ajax won't take that off.
No, it won't. It's just pitiful, the stuff that stinks around here. We got a president that can't even stand tall anymore. And I'm getting older every day. All of us baby boomers are getting older every day. But we're not trying to do stuff that we can't do. We do what we're supposed to be doing. I'm still working. I'll be back home by the time this is broadcast. So you guys don't hesitate to call me. That would stink if you didn't, if you thought I was still at the beach. But I came down here for the holiday, you know. And the thing is, we all need to take it easy, especially when we work so hard all our lives. It's important that we don't have to kill ourselves keeping up with inflation, because that would stink too. There's so many things that stink. We are trying desperately to survive as a nation. And of course, everybody wants to blame the baby boomers or the Generation Xers, which is right behind us. You know, I say, hey, we didn't do that. Yeah, seriously, we were trying to pay our bills. We were trying to pay our taxes. We were trying to keep up with things. It's those idiots up there that keep printing the money, so to speak, that messing this thing up. We didn't ask for any of it. And the inflation is going to come potentially. It's already here, but it's going to get worse. They're past the budget, man.
Say what?
It's an absolute disgrace. The politicians that passed that, shame on them. They said, well, we had to do it or we was going to look bad to the world. We were going to have a bad situation because we defaulted on our bills. Well, I guess so. Why did you wait until the last second to ram it down everybody's throat? Why didn't you put it together like everybody else? Like, I can't decide what I'm going to do at the last second. We have to pre-plan our lives way ahead of time. We got to balance our income with what's going out. That's what they call balancing the budget, balancing the books. Our country don't have to balance the budget or balance the books. Who in the world, and I mean the entire world, would do this? You know, there's so many different countries out there that may be doing some of this, but I think that we're the worst. I think we're the worst for the potentials we have. Now, you know, you got countries like Venezuela that had a lot of oil. And then when the oil blew up on them, so to speak, you know, not literally, but, you know, we started producing some when Trump came in and some other things. Russia went down the tubes kind of with their oil. You know, everything backfired on Venezuela. So Venezuela is sort of like in the gutter right now. And if you find any money in the gutter in Venezuela, it probably might as well stay in the gutter because it's not worth the paper that it's written on almost. You'd have to get a lot of it, and that would stink too, because in the gutter, I think it smells, probably the sewer lines. But I've heard people down there don't really want to pick up money off the sewer, you know, if it fell in the ditch or on the ground or whatever, or in the sewer lines. It wouldn't mess with the money because it stinks so bad, it's not worth anything. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed if we don't do something about it. Now, what this is going to cause is a dramatic stock market correction, you know. And, you know, the stock market is very well aware of what's going on. And it's tried to tell us several times that, hey, you're overextended. you know, you've overextended this nation. You've overextended the value of these stocks because the returns, the GDP is not doing what it should do. But then we got these inversions that's going on, these inversions, like where you got short-term securities like government securities that are paying much more than long-term securities like treasury bills, treasury bonds. And that's eye-opening. Almost every time, if not every time that this has happened, we had a major recession. You've got the same people that claimed that they knew what was going on in 2008 and got it right, saying that this one could be bigger, worse, take longer. You've got some predictions of like the next 10 years, the stock market won't grow very much. But the reason why they do that, why they say that, is because if it goes down 50% or 70% or 80%, and I'm not saying it's going down at all, but that's what some folks are saying. If it goes down that way, it would take so much time to get back that your rate of return would still be mitigated. In other words, low. That's the problem. But with us older folks, there's a bigger problem, and that is having to wait for it to come back. I mean, if you've got to wait 10 years, and I'm not saying it's going to take 10 years. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't even know if it's going down, but I think it is. If it takes 5-10 years for it to come back and you're 60, 65 years old, you just ruined your retirement. How did you ruin it? Because if you have to take money out, too bad, so sad, you took it out before it could come back. We've talked about this before, Rusty. If you had $100,000 in the stock market and it fell to $50,000, let's just say you were used to taking 10% a year out because maybe you were lucky enough to be one of those who was making 10% a year. And now it's down to 50,000 instead of 100, and you're still taking 10,000 a year out. And let's say the market didn't do very well for those 5 or 10 years. You might bleed it down to almost nothing. Now you got almost nothing, and then it can't come back. Your income's dead. That stinks, Rusty. That stinks. What stinks worse is the leaders of this country allowing this potential situation to be staring us in the face. COVID, they say, well, COVID did it. Well, no, they did it. They allowed COVID to do it. They caused the COVID problem to do it. They did things like, okay, we got to send everybody home, put these masks on. And now they're saying none of that worked. What they're saying now is herd immunity is what really pulled us out. When they look at it, they say, well, you know, maybe 2 times as many people would have died. Or maybe 3. I had friends that died. It's real. It was a real thing. They gave it to us. The Chinese did, I'm pretty sure, along with Fauci and all the rest of them giving them money to work on this stuff. As Mo Brooks said, he met a person while he was in the office, him and several other congressmen that came from that Wuhan lab, that told them that it was deliberately released. I have no idea. I'm just repeating what I heard, but I wouldn't put it past them. So here we are, and it stinks. It stinks so bad. We are in a stinking situation, and we got to be in a thinking situation, and that is what to do so it won't get stinky and we can't even have a retirement plan or take care of our kids or our grandkids or ourselves or have a good time and, you know, retire in style. Some folks out there, they don't have enough money to retire anyway. I get that. Well, there's mechanisms that we can utilize to help them grow. Like, we got big bonuses in our programs. We got some strategies in our programs that if the stock market goes up, these things can go up really, really high. I mean, unbelievably high, like double, triple digits high almost. Here's the deal. How do you find out about these things? Because otherwise we could be in a sticky situation, sticky and stinky, you know, sticky, stinky. That's even worse. You ever, if something's sticky and it was stinky, that's worse, right, Rusty?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much worse, yeah.
Especially if it got on you. You don't want the depression recession on you. You don't want the no retirement or been fooled and been had on you, because that stinks even worse, because you can't even wash that off. I mean, I wish you could. The one thing about it is if you step in something, you can wash it off. But if you step into a hole in the economy, that's hard to wash off. You can't even shrug it off. It takes time to dig your way out. It's like falling in a big hole and you can't even find your way out. It's sort of like that advertisement the girl says, I'm falling and I can't get up. That's what you don't want to get into. You don't want to get in such a shape that you can't get up. You need to stay up. We got the best deal on staying up. No, it's not crutches, but I guess it's better than crutches. It's not a wheelchair, although it'll roll you around and make you a high roller sometimes. You might think you are. It's something that's so simple and been around for years is called FIA, fixed indexed annuity. You know, you're going to have all these people badmouth these things, and then you're going to have people praise them. Here's the thing. The record shows, the record exposed. Don't you think the record of Donald Trump being there exposed and showed what a real leader was, Rusty?
I believe it did.
And it didn't stink, not one bit. I really think that this vote was manipulated. I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I think it was manipulated. That stunk. They got him out of there. And now you see all these things that are being printed in the left-wing media. And, you know, Rusty, it stinks so bad because the left-wing media is in everything. You can't go anywhere. You can't get on the internet anywhere. You can't go on television and watch any news media, but they're talking about something woke, or they're talking about something that we in the South really don't give a rat's, you know, what about. You know what I mean? In other words, we don't care about them up there in Washington State wanting all that extra stuff, or over in California wanting to give, you know, all that money to people because they exist. Just because they exist? Man, I exist. Do you exist, Rusty?
Let me pinch myself. I'm here.
It's nothing to do with race. This has to do with fairness. Why would one group of people have to pay another group of people? And we never were around 100 years ago. We all know that being fair is what should happen. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter what our races are, black, white, Indian, Chinese, whatever. This is a melting pot country, and everybody should be treated very much the same. And I think most of all of us believe that. But when someone else starts getting treated differently, you know, sort of like a favorite child. You've heard of favorite children.
Mom always likes you best.
When Trump was thrown out, the basic middle class, and that includes all races, felt like that they had been monkeyed with, more or less, because I've been reading on they put one lady away. I think she's got to go to jail for 8 years because she said some things. There was a whole crowd in there with her. The judge that put her away for 8 years, I think we need to take a look at him. They need to see what kind of judge he is. They need to find out whether he's a woke judge. He didn't wake up to the fact that he's not being fair. From the perspective of most of us folks, we do not believe that any of these people would be treated fair. Now, I'm all for them doing the right thing. Some of these people did some things they shouldn't have done. Some people got killed. They examined that. They looked at the videos of those things. Some of it wasn't near as bad as they were letting on like. And I'm not saying it wasn't a bad thing. I'm thinking it was a dark cloud in a dark situation in the history of the United States. But to take someone out of the crowd and just give them 8 years when they're just some old lady that said some things, and then they give somebody else 6 months or let them go. This is what stinks. Everything about this judicial system right now is stinking, and it's not fair. Thank the Lord we do have a better Supreme Court right now, thanks to Trump, but they want to remove these folks and put it back the way it was. I read something the other day where someone was really, really upset because some children were being shown some videos and things in schools. It was not appropriate, but they were claiming that it was, and it was some language and other things that were being talked about. These are the things where our nation, in my opinion, and I think most everyone else's opinion out there that's listening to our radio show, it's got to change. We have got to have change, Rusty. We've got to have stable retirement plans. We got to have a stable budget. But all these folks that have worked so hard all their lives, they've got to have products that are stable. The greed system in this nation puts people into things that's inappropriate. And that is, I will say it, if you're 80 years old, you shouldn't be 100% in stocks, especially if they're aggressive. I don't think so, especially if you're not extremely well off like Warren Buffett, then it probably doesn't matter. You know, as I've said before, Warren Buffett, if he's worth $100 billion and he lost $80 billion, what difference would it make? I think I can still live on that $20 billion. Don't you think so, Rusty?
I could.
But if you're worth $100 or $200 or maybe even up to $1 million and you lose 80% of it, and I'm not saying the market's going down 80%. There's a lot of folks that think it could go down that low. It would hurt you worse because if you had $1 million, now you're worth $200,000. If you had $200,000 and you lose 80%, now you're worth what, $40,000? Some number like that. So anyway, it boils down to this timing. This nation needs to do some things. It's very, very obvious that timing is important. The Freedom Caucus in this nation is a very devout group of people, I think. Ron DeSantis belonged to it at one time. Mo Brooks belonged to it when he was in there. We have Barry Moore, who, thank the Lord, belongs to the Freedom Caucus. They did not want to go along with this budget at all. They were ransacked, run over, so to speak. They said, we got to balance the budget. Well, go jump in the lake. You belong to the Freedom Caucus. You're a joke. Because they're the folks that are fighting more for the freedom of this nation, from my perspective. And I think that most people in the South agree with that. We need to vote for more folks that would look at the political avenue like the Freedom Caucus. If we only got one, Barry Moore, and Ron DeSantis was one of them. If we only got one in Alabama, Barry Moore, there's something wrong with that picture. We need to go out and find some folks that want to join the Freedom Caucus and do this. Balance the budget deal. These backroom deals, well, I'll give you $1 million if you'll vote for this. I'll give you $10 million if you'll. You say, David, they don't do that. You believe that? We know they do. We know if it costs $1 million to be on a committee every year and they make $190,000, maybe less a year, who's paying for that? It stinks. This whole system is stinking to high heaven. And high heaven, let me tell you, wouldn't have anything to do with something that dirty and that low down. So this nation has got a lot of problems, but one of the problems you don't need in your life, your personal life, is family problems, health problems. So you need to go to your doctor, stay close to your family, but you also do not need to have money problems when you retire. You don't want to be co-dependent upon the government, because the government has one thing in mind. They've already shown it over and over again, even though we're a democracy and probably better than any other nation, or at least as good as any other nation in this world. But there's other nations that are probably doing a pretty good job. Not Russia, not China. We know that what they're trying to do, they're trying to get our stuff. They're trying to take over our economy. They're trying to steal our money, our spending power. But we need more fairness. When you put an old lady in jail for 8 years simply because she was at the wrong place at the wrong time, an old lady, something has happened to the justice system. And then when you let someone who did something bad cause riots and upheaval in this nation, something's wrong when a drug addict causes upheaval in this nation. And I'm not going to talk about that. You know what I'm talking about. This is not a racial issue. This has to do with what's wrong and what's right. All races need to honor each other. We don't need to be bickering among each other because that stinks. We need to be fair with one another. And everyone, no matter what their race was, that fought for this country needs to be treated really, really respectful. And I mean, the Congress and the nation needs to take care of those folks because they put their life on the line. But also the rest of us that paid into the Social Security system and paid all these taxes down through these years and put our hard-earned labor on the line, we need to be treated with respect, too. And they're not treating us with respect. And it stinks.
You stink!
It stinks. And we need to do something about it. We need a balanced budget. We need a balanced retirement. And there's only a few products that will guarantee balanced retirements, that will guarantee that you can't lose your money. You know what they are. But if some folks say, well, I don't understand it. Well, give us a call. We can tell you about all of these aspects. We've got models that we can show you. And our models are unique. And I'll tell you, they're very strong. Our returns have been very, very good, but also the security. Nothing's perfect. So we need to go over everything with you. But if you're nearing retirement, you really need to see these programs before you start doing anything. You really need to look at it. You owe it to yourself to see what the good stuff is. What is the good stuff? When you're eating food, you know what the good stuff is. If you've ever had anything that's really, really, really good, you don't really want to go back and eat the bad stuff. You know, kids, when they find out what tastes good, they become picky eaters. Kids are picky eaters. So once you get a taste of the good stuff, and the good stuff don't stink, and it don't make you sick.
That's nasty.
Then you want the good stuff when it comes to your retirement, and the security, and the money that it makes. And of course, there's other things like the government wants to know where all this money is. And of course, they're going to get that from the banks. And they're going to get it from the IRAs too. Yeah, because they've been doing it for years. But there's still some investments that don't report to the IRS until you have a gain. And it's legal because the taxes are deferred or free to some extent. It just depends on what program you use. We have all these programs. As far as like saying, okay, you've got to use gold. Well, our programs use gold, some use silver, some. We don't have anything to do with it. The insurance companies do this. They have strategies. These are all strategies, options, and things like that. These things are put together very, very intelligently. The deal is the money that you put in there is never at risk. Because it's never in the stock market. They're only taking the interest. in the returns that they could pay you off that money under these higher interest rates that we're making now. And they're putting that into the stock market under these strategies. So guess what? The interest rates have doubled in the last year. Don't you know our potential returns have doubled in the last year? Yes. That means if we averaged 6% a year ago over a 10-year period, we got the potential of possibly maybe making 12. I'm not saying we're going to make 12. I'm saying the potentials have doubled because the interest rates that these programs have doubled, practically doubled in a year's time, because they're based on bond markets. But insurance companies, as long as you stay inside the annuities, you never suffer when a bond goes up or down. Of course, if you don't sell a bond, you don't suffer when it goes up or down either. Problem is, you can't get out from under it. With our laddering system in annuities, we can ladder out gradually over time and get back to the higher rated bonds without suffering any loss of principal.
Great balls of fire!
That's a big advantage. Bonds don't have that advantage unless it's short term. So here's the thing. You owe it to yourself to see the different kind of programs. Nothing's perfect. Annuities are not for everybody. You shouldn't probably put all your money in that one spot with an annuity. You should have liquid money. There's suitabilities that have to be looked at. That's what the laws call it. The rules and regulations are suitability. Enough liquid money and have enough money here and there and wherever. And sometimes I think the suitability is wrong, because if you put a lot of money in the stock market and they want to call that suitable because it's liquid, I think that's wrong, because it might be liquid in a way, but it could also be unliquid when it falls 50%, you know, in a day or two. So that's my opinion, and that's what it's worth. I don't know. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is there's all kinds of ways to survive. In some ways stink.
Oh my God!
Because they don't give us the guarantees that we need. The government's involved with practically everything that stinks, and we need a leader that won't fall down on us. You see what I said, Rusty? We need a leader that won't fall down on us, even though military people pick them back up.
And they weren't real quick about getting to him either. Yeah. But David, we need to take a quick break. Before we do that, let me just throw these phone numbers out, because all this information you're giving out, people need to talk to you, if not face to face on the phone or on Zoom. But you'll do either way. You might even take them to lunch when they call you. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431, or 205-479-0839. Look for his website over there on that World Wide Web hickey doodle. It's, what is that? RetireWithErnest.com. Princess Leah tells me you're on Instagram, Facebook, just all over the place. Get yourself a no obligation consultation. Sit down with David, and it does not cost you one thin dime. Nothing doesn't cost a thing. And your money will be working for you, just like David Ernest. Once again, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. We're going to go away, but then we shall return with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Robert!
We met a man on the street.
My name's Forrest Gump.
And when we asked him about his finances, he had this to say.
I'm not a smart man.
Well, Forrest, you don't need to be a smart man to figure out that if you need help with your finances, you should call David Ernest. Because sometimes financial problems can bite you in the buttocks.
Bit me directly in the buttocks.
See there, Forrest? What do they call it when your finances bite you that way?
The $1 million wound.
And what happens to your money?
The Army must keep that money, because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million.
Well, the Army's part of the government, so don't let the government get your money. Call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Forrest called, and just listen to what his friends are saying.
You're a genius!
Don't suffer that $1 million wound. Be like Forrest Gump. Call David Ernest today. Any final words, Forrest?
That's all I have to say about that.
Ernest Financial LLC, serving the community for over 40-something years.
New from Bumco. It's what you've been waiting for. Straight from the Oval Office to a dark, dank sweatshop somewhere overseas where children work 14 hours a day for 8 cents a week, then directly to the toy store, it's the talking Joe Biden doll. Every detail of Joe Biden is captured in this doll. The vacant stare. that big old bald spot. And remember, it's a talking doll, so you get all those gems that Joe is so famous for. Just pull on his necktie that was obviously tied by someone else, and you'll hear things like,
"Corn Pop was a bad news."
Or,
"Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID."
And the ever popular,
"I got hairy legs."
And not only is it a talking doll, it's an action figure. Just wind it up, ask it a question, and it'll turn around and walk away. And the great thing is the price. It's free. Well, not really, because we're going to be paying for this thing for a long time.
Come on, man.
It's the Joe Biden talking doll. Get yours today from Bumco. This doll has no warranty. What you see is what you get. Made in China.
You know the thing.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Now, from the breaking news department, we bring you breaking news.
Recently, two Alabama men who chose to go fight in the war in Ukraine were captured and held hostage. They have since been released. But when they were captured, our microphones were hot and there, capturing this audio of their interrogation.
Where are you boys from in the world?
Alabama, sir.
When?
No, we are not relations, sir.
Funny, I kind of thought they looked alike myself.
This has been breaking news. We'll bring you more breaking news as soon as it breaks.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
You know, David, we've been talking about it. Hey, why have you got a clothespin on your nose, man?
Because it stinks out there. Oh, that sound stinks too. Let me take this off, man.
You sound like you're making obscene phone calls or something. Take that thing off, man. You can stand it if I can, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes stuff stinks. You just don't want to smell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to go nose blind or anything to it. You know?
No, man, that's just you just don't know what you're going to smell out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like you don't know what you're going to see out there, you don't know what you're going to smell, and some of that stuff stinks.
It's pretty bad.
It breaks my heart when I see this stuff. When you watch the news and the way they insinuate that the majority of us are a bunch of idiots. They talk about the woke stuff and even Disney, which I really enjoyed when I was a kid and even as an adult. But I'm so PO'd right now that I'm not going to go to Disney. I told my wife, I said, I ain't going down there no more. I'm done with Disney. If I go down there, it'll take me a few years to get over. They better start acting a lot better. This cramming this stuff down our throats about what a male is and a female is, man. I mean, I know what a male is and a female is. Now, homosexuality, that's a different story. But to tell us that a man is a girl, and when they're young, at 3 years old, 4 years old, they can start treating them to turn them back into the other sex, somebody's lost their marbles. Come on now. That stinks.
Ew.
Man, even perfume wouldn't make them smell good again.
You said it. It's putrid.
I mean, they down there in the Everglades, and they got all them alligators and stuff down there, and sometimes they don't smell too good. That's another thing about them. They have capitalized on their wealth so much because they're making a lot of money off of us. I mean, they bought a lot of these movies, rights to these movies like Star Wars. People are crazy about that. I love Star Wars. For them to take all that money and then to turn around and do some of the things that they want to do with it, to like jack the ticket prices up double, triple. I understand we live in an inflationary world. But come on, man, you're making it so difficult that the little kids that wanted to come, that couldn't afford to come, can't come, and only the rich can go to Disney or the well-to-do. It's getting to be a problem. It's not just Disney. It's every woke company out there. They're all trying to tell us that we were wrong, that our belief system's wrong, that we were raised if wrong, that we were taught the opposite way of right and wrong. And I just have a problem with it because I don't believe I was raised wrong. Rusty, do you think you were raised wrong?
No, I think they did a pretty good job. I have my moments, but I'm not woke.
No. And I just can't believe that this word woke came about. You know, they say, oh, man, it's the Republicans are using this. The conservatives are using it. Well, heck yeah, we're using it because it's something that's despicable. But when you make children listen to things and expose them to things that they shouldn't be exposed to. Sure, they're going to know about the birds and the bees when they get old enough. They're going to know about, you know, right and wrong. They're taught that, or should be being taught that all along. But to teach them that there's multiple sexes out there. Biologically, there's only two sexes, okay? Biologically, there's only two DNAs out there. The rest of it is a different kind of biology. I just don't think that doing a drag show at a school is good. I don't think doing a strip show in with a girl in a school would be good either. Do you, Rusty? Either way.
That depends on the school. If it's a grammar school, no. If it's Earl's School of Plumbing, you could probably get by with it. But not with the grammar school, no.
No. But the point I'm trying to make is all this morality is turned upside down. None of us are perfect. There was only one perfect person that walked this land over 2,000 years ago, around about that. And we're not like that person. We're just trying to achieve this journey that we've been given to live on this earth for our minimum years that we live. You know, it's so important, though. That's the reason why I feel like I have a calling. And I know some people say, that sounds kind of yucky. You have a calling like a preacher? I do kind of have a calling in my opinion, because running out of money is something that is just not going to work in a person's lifetime, because then you have to become codependent upon everyone else or the government or whatever, your family, which puts a burden on everyone. Back in the old days, we took care of our own families. We didn't expect the government to take care of anybody. Before 1913, they better not come around, them revenuers. You remember what they do with the revenuers if they come up in the hills?
Don't they make them marry their daughters or something? Or was that just the movie I saw? I don't
know. Well, the revenuers were trying to get taxes, you know. So maybe some of them did marry their daughters. I don't know, but that's a different story altogether, I guess. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is before 1913, we didn't have an income tax in the United States. Well, we had it temporarily. It went away, and then it came back in 1913. But when the United States was put together in 1776, it wasn't put together so that they would come after everything we had like they're doing now. And especially when they wouldn't come after everything and then make us sign a note for it. Just the other day, the Democrats and the Republicans, the House of Representatives in the Senate, they all signed a note and they put our names on it. They said, okay, we're going to put y'all in hock for a few more $1 trillion. Well, last time I checked, that was a lot of money. I don't think I got that much in my billfold. Do you have that much in your billfold, Rusty?
It's in my other pants.
I understand.
And I can't find them. I don't know where they are.
Well, I don't think they can find them either. You know, they can keep saying it's in the other pants, and maybe those pants stunk because they took them off, and maybe they've been lost, or maybe they got hung up in the dryer or the washing machine. But I think that they washed them out. I think they washed out the money. The real spending power is being washed out, so to speak. And we're not able to do anything about it. They keep saying, we'll just keep wearing the same old rags you got. We're going to keep washing it out. We're wearing the same old rags. We're doing the same things with the same money, but we don't get as much back because that money's wearing out. They say, well, we're going to print some more. That money wore out. Okay, well, that money wore out even faster. That's the problem. Our money system is wearing out. It's not quality money. When you have good clothes, I've heard, don't buy cheap stuff. It'll last longer. So don't print cheap money. It'll last longer. Same thing. Don't make money so that it's inferior to the money we had before. So they said, well, we'll just print more. If it wears out, we'll print more. It's like, okay, don't worry about your britches. It's got a hole in it. Here's another one. We'll give you a new pair of pants every year or every day. Yeah, don't even worry about it. Just throw the others away. They're rags anyway. So that's essentially what's going on. We're throwing the good money away and we're wearing rags. Because there's not any good stuff anymore. There's no good money because they just keep on making it inferior because they don't want to make a quality economy anymore. You know, something is worth what it's printed on. Someone said it's not worth the paper it's printed on. Well, I hope it is. Really, essentially, we know this. Those turkeys up there that make all those rules called Congress, they don't back up this money. They make us back it up. And so we're sitting out here and we're building all this nest egg up, so we thought. And they said, well, by the way, you've got a $300,000 in your IRA, but we're going to have to triple the taxes. And the one congressman says to the other, and I'm not saying it's our congressman, I'm just making a little comparison here. But don't worry about it. In 10 years, we already know where all their money is. We'll get it. So let's just keep on doing this because we'll all be dead by then anyway, these older ones. That's not right.
That's not right.
Somewhere the buck has to stop. Stop making the buck buck. Make it do what it's supposed to do.
What the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
Balance the budget. Balance retirement plans. When I say balance retirement plans, I'm talking about the stock market is not going to operate very well when it's out of balance. And it gets out of balance whenever the economy is out of balance. Because when these companies are not making money, that stock market's not paying returns. You do understand, and I know you know this, Rusty, the stock market is nothing but a promise of a return in the future. That's all it is. They're saying, oh, we're going to make all this big money. And you see how the money we've made in the past, so we're going to keep making it. And then all of a sudden, you go into a recession or a depression and they quit making the money. And guess what happens to the money that they would have paid for the stock? But it goes broke and that stinks and everything, all the stocks go down. And they say, well, let's, you know, take the money out before it goes down and then put it back in when it's before it goes back up. Well, how do you time that? We have a program that can kind of time it because the money is never in the stock market other than the interest that goes in that they could have paid you. If you did this every year, you put the interest in every year. So somewhere along the road, you're going to put it in when the stock market goes up. But the money you had in there never went down because it never went in there to go down. That's the system we use. Folks say, how can you protect the money and keep it from going down the stock market? We didn't put it in there. Little teeny weeny pieces went in there. It's called interest that we could have paid you. Where did the bonus come from? Well, the insurance company had to put that in there. There's regulations that require that they put that in there in the reserves and everything else out of their money. They said, well, I don't trust that. Well, yeah, I get it. Over time, they're trying to get their profits back. Of course they are. But if you're laddering out of there, maybe they don't get it back the way they thought they would. See, the thing is, there's so many things out there you need to know on how to work the system. Trump works the system.
Shazam.
What's wrong with us working the system? Trump works the system legally. They said Trump didn't pay any taxes. Well, he did it legally. He didn't do it illegally. You don't see him in jail right now, do you? They say, well, he's going to go to jail. Not for that, it's not. He paid his taxes. He's got a bunch of CPAs that know how this works. When he made a loss in some of those things back in the 2008 period, he's still writing some of that stuff off. All developers do that. There's developers now that have still been writing stuff off for probably 15 years from that, 10 years, whatever, however long that's been. What I'm trying to say is it's the system. They said, well, we're going to take it away from him. Biden says, that's not fair. We're taking that system away. You take it away, there'll be no development. You want a person to put their hard-earned money on a risk and they can't even write off their losses? They ain't doing that. If they do that, they might as well say, we can't write off the losses with the stock market. That wouldn't be fair. So Biden is just a jealous, old, hairless man.
Come on, man.
Well, except for his legs.
Hush up, boy.
He's got hairy legs.
I got hairy legs.
See there? Yeah, he's got hairy legs.
He seems to be proud about it. But as far as I hope he didn't tear those hairs up when he fell down, because that seems to be everything that he thinks he's got, his hairy legs. But anyway, getting back to the story. The story is this. Even if you got hairy legs or not, you need to protect yourself. And you don't want to depend on an old man that's feeble, that falls down all the time, even if he has hairy legs, because he's not running this country. I have people all the time say, do you really think Biden's running this country?
No, sir.
Biden hadn't got enough sense to run this country. No. They say, well, who's running it? His advisors. Do you think Obama's running it? Well, who knows? I mean, I know Trump ain't running it. Not right now. They took all that away from him. I know Ron DeSantis. And you know the stupid thing I heard the other day? They're trying to make something out of how to Ron DeSantis pronounces his name. DeSantis or DeSantis. Who cares? Stupid stuff. We need to be concerned about what really is important. And that is, who's going to help us? Who's going to give us the goody? Who's going to give us the fairness? You really think it's somebody who has hairy legs?
I don't know.
Do you really think it's somebody who says, just put your money in the stock market and don't worry about it. If it goes away, it'll come back someday. Well, yeah, but are they really caring about you when you're near retirement? That's the deal. We know it's a system. You know, if you go to buy an appliance or a car from somebody, they said, don't buy this. I don't think you can afford it. Keep your money. Buy something used. No, they say, buy it. Of course, everybody's out to make a profit. I get it, including annuity companies. Of course. But here's the thing. What's appropriate for you? What's appropriate for you at your age? If you're young, you need to be splitting that stock market wide open on a dollar cost averaging. Absolutely. You need to be putting money in the 401k maximum. I did see some math the other day that said Roth IRAs may not exactly stack out the way you want them to, but I'm still convinced they will be, because I think in the long run, if Roth 401ks and Roth IRAs, if you're in there, you're going to be better off. But if you've had a lot of money in a 401k, you can roll it into a Roth. But if you're near retirement, I don't think you need to do it personally, not most of the time, because you're going to pay a big tax bite and it's going to take you 10 years to get it back usually. So don't do that either. That's just like people said, should I take money out of my retirement plan and pay my house off? Well, if you're in those interest rates of a year ago, the absolute answer is no. I don't care who says. I'm talking about those people out there who say, well, get out of debt, get out of debt. Yeah, I get that. I get that. Get out of debt, get out of debt. But if you take money out of one pan, put it into the other, and you just jack the taxes up where the government took you to the cleaners, that ain't getting out of debt. That's getting into stupidity. That's jumping out of the frying pan into the skillet. I mean, that's stupid. You need to look at the numbers. It's called math, mathematics. Newton knew about it. He knew that if an apple hit you in the head, ow, you were standing under the wrong tree. So don't stand in the wrong spot. Get out of the way. Don't get hit in the head. Rusty, what can they do to get out from under the wrong place?
Well, you could go stand under another tree. Just don't do that in a thunderstorm, because you'll go all Lee Trevino, and then it'll be shocking. Or you could pick up the phone and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Put yourself in touch with a real live, breathing asset preservationist. You can check him out on the World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com. You might even get lucky and get to talk to Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David himself. And you can meet on Zoom. You can do it on the phone. Do it in person. You might even wind up at Down the Street Cafe or Waffle House, Mr. Gus's. The possibilities are endless. You might even get Vienna sausage, piece of cheese, and some crackers. But that's good. Those are good, too. Anyway, but what you'll really get is peace of mind, because you'll know so much more about your money after that little brief meeting, and you'll know so much more about what David Ernest and the crew at Ernest Financial can do for you. They've been over there doing this for 40-something years. Won't you jump on the bandwagon? It's not too late. Save your money. Save your retirement. Save yourself. It's not every man for himself. Well, yeah, I guess it is every man for himself. Every man for his money. Call David Ernest today, tomorrow. You'll be thinking about it. Says, when I see that boy, I'm going to give him a big old hug for telling me to call David Ernest. David Ernest, Ernest Financial, serving the community for 40-something years. And David?
Yes, sir.
Time to go, just about. You got about a minute or two. You want to just kind of wind things down?
Like that song, you know, what's that smell? You don't really want to be smelling a bad retirement. It stinks. What you want to smell is good things, like aromas of enough food to eat, aromas of your children and grandchildren being around you, aromas of going on vacation and smelling all that good food they're going to cook for you, and being able to sit down at night and watch television and say, hey, I ain't worried about what happened on that boob tube. I don't care what to say, because I got enough money, I can weather the storm. And you know what? That don't stink. That smells pretty good. You know, we talk about this in rhymes and riddles and all kinds of stuff, but the fact is, it's true. We got the programs that can save you. And we've been doing this over 40 years. You owe it to yourself to see this. You don't owe all that money to the government, in my opinion, but that's another story. They think you do. But you know what? If we give you a gigantic bonus up front, maybe that would help you a lot too. So just give us a call and we'll try to help you save it all. You don't want to lose your assets. That just wouldn't be good.
No, your pants won't fit. Well, David, I think we've got another one in the can here. And we do appreciate everybody tuning in. Now, remember, you can go to the website, retirewithernest.com. Or you can call David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him today. You'll be glad you did tomorrow. And David, we are fresh out of time, man.
Well, that smells good.
We got some, some lemon pledge on there. It's just smelling nice.
I'm talking about that food my wife's cooking in here.
Oh, well, that sounds good, too. All right. So they've got a good smell to it, huh?
Yes, it does.
Smell some for me. And we'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. And you won't stick.
didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed. There you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.